Text for our sermon this morning, our epistle reading from Hebrews 11, especially these words. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, a reminder, if you're in the sun and don't want to be, please move in the shade. There's no hard feelings on that one. If you're in the sun, please move in the shade. That's okay. As we look at our Hebrews reading, we can see people of faith all the way through. The whole chapter in Hebrews 11 is one of faith. It begins with that definition of what faith is, being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we don't see. And then the writer of Hebrews goes through all of those people in the Old Testament, well, not all of them, but some of them, who had faith. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, just to name a few. All of those heard God's word, the word of law, the strict demands that God made on his people, even before the Ten Commandments. The people of God knew that God demanded that they be holy as he was holy. They knew that there was one God whom they should follow, and they should reject all false gods. They knew that they should speak well of God, calling upon him in prayer and praise. They knew that stealing and murder and coveting were wrong. They knew the law of God even before the Ten Commandments were given to Moses. God gave them that law, and they could see the law in action, condemning themselves and those around them. Noah, especially, could see that condemnation of the law. Perhaps more than anyone, he was living in an unholy society. As God looked at the world in Noah's day, he found only 8 people righteous. Of the thousands, of the millions at that time, 8 was Noah and his sons and their wives. And so by faith, Noah began building that boat, that huge ark to contain himself and his family, and 2 or 7 of every kind of animal, depending on if they're clean or unclean. By grace, Noah was saved. Abram also, he saw the wickedness of the world. Just a couple Sundays ago, we heard that text from Genesis 18, where Abram is pleading to God for the city of Sodom. If there are 50 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10 righteous people, God, will you not spare the city? Abram knew the wickedness. He had heard, no doubt, reports of it. He knew the sins of sinners. Abel also knew the sins of sinners, his own brother. What was going through Abel's mind in that field when Cain rose up and attacked him? These all knew the law. They knew where they were living, in a sinful world among sinful people. But they also had faith. That's what that chapter is all about. Faith. Faith is hoping in something besides the law of God. We don't have faith in God's law. God's law is given, and we must obey. There's no faith required. Either you obey the law or you don't. And you know very well that we don't. Even these who are commended in Hebrews 11, Abel and Enoch and Noah, Abraham, Sarah, they didn't obey God's law perfectly. There were times when they all sinned and broke the law of God. They knew it. They knew the thoughts of their mind, the desires of their heart, and they knew that not always were they clean and pure and holy. God's law is righteous and condemned them. But they had faith. that hope in something unseen. What were they hoping in? You know exactly what they were hoping in, the promise of God. God had given them a promise, even before any of these were born. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, that promise is given to Adam and Eve that a Savior would be born. And Eve, in Genesis 4, thinks she's got the Savior. Turns out to be Cain, and he's not the Savior. But there was that hope, that expectation that God would, in some miraculous, unbelievable, inconceivable way, send sinners, someone, to save them. That was the promise given to Adam and Eve, and Abel, and Enoch, and Noah, and Abraham, and Sarah, that God would be gracious to them and save them. Abel, although he died, hoped in that great promise, and his blood still speaks. His faithfulness and commitment to God, his desire to give to God his first fruits above and before anything else, his faith still speaks. Enoch, although so little is recorded of him, was faithful, so faithful that God took him to heaven directly, and people were looking for him. Where'd he go? Couldn't find him. His faithfulness brought him so close to God. Noah, in faithfulness, built the boat. In faithfulness, believed that somehow, some way, as the rains came, God would save him and his family. God would preserve a remnant on earth, washing the earth clean with the flood and granting the earth new life through those cleansing waters. Abraham believed, as we see in our Old Testament reading today, that although he was old and had no children, somehow God promised a son would be born, a son of promise, to parents too old, that Eliezer of Damascus would not be Abram's heir, but instead his own son would be his heir. Abraham hoped and waited for 25 years before Isaac was born. He had faith, he had trust, he had hope. He had hope that God would bring him to the right land as he picked up everything and began going somewhere. He knew not where. He simply followed God, having faith that God would be gracious to him. Sarah believed that although she was too old, she would conceive a son. And so she did. They all desired a better country. Something better than the law, something better than the strict demands that God places on sinners that we cannot fulfill. They were all clinging and hoping to the promise of God, the gospel. That's exactly what we cling to, isn't it? Those words and promises of God, not just the law, but the good news of the gospel of what God has done for us, that there is something better promised than the law. You know exactly what that something better is. It's Jesus. The mercy of the Father, he sent forth his Son at just the right time. That most beloved Son would be born of an unlikely mother. By faith, John the Baptizer leaped in the womb. By faith, sinners came to that man, Jesus, looking for healing and salvation and forgiveness, and they found it. By faith, Jesus went the way of the cross, shouldering the burden of our sins and taking them all there to that place of death. There is the gospel. There all of the promises of God are met and fulfilled on the tree. As Jesus dies, he dies in our place, covering our sins. We haven't seen it, but we have faith. We haven't seen our sins being forgiven. We have faith they are. We haven't seen Jesus standing right before us, Yet we have faith that he is here to forgive our sins and strengthen our bond with him. That's all faith is, isn't it? It's a connection to Jesus. It's the hand that grasps on to Jesus that won't let go. We seek a better country too. Not this world, for this world and its desires are passing away. We seek Jesus. He's the better country. Living in him, believing and trusting in him, we have that better country. The same one that was longed for by Sarah and Abraham, Noah and Enoch and Abel. They received the promises of God, and so have you and I. In that promise we live, and in that promise we know that our sins are forgiven. We see with eyes of faith all that God has done. Oh, blessed we are, along with all of those who have gone before us. How blessed we are to be in Jesus Christ, our Savior, now and forevermore. Amen.